Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Seth, we're getting heat for from our good friend and former work colleague, Garrett the Web Guy. Garrett the former Web Guy.
What did he do?
The Astros lost to his A's last night. They're not
Northern
the Oakland
California A's.
They're just the A's. Yeah, the A. Yeah. They don't have a city. They're orphaned. I won't read the whole text, but he's disappointed in how little we've brought that up this morning so far. That
the A's were triumphant.
They beat
in
the Astros.
Regular season.
Yeah.
Not really a home game for the A's, but still. Yeah.
Yeah, just sort of a barnstorming. They're barnstorming for 81
games.
The
FEMA
games this
A's.
Year. Yeah.
They're in their storm trailer.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Good job, FEMA A's.
Good job,
Walk
FEMA
off.
A's.
Good for you.
Is that good, Garrett? Are you happy with that? We brought it up. All right. Nick Kurtz's home run. We played it twice already on the show today. One more time, I'm going to throw
Good job
up.
Scoring multiple runs in a baseball game.
Way to go.
Must be a great moment for you.
And boy, when your pitching staff held that Astros juggernaut offense to a run last night, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Lance McCullers is on the 15-day IL with a right foot sprain. And my initial reaction yesterday when it was reported as breaking news on the drive, the Sterner and Hughley, they reported it sometime in the 2 o'clock hour. And when I heard Lance McCullers' name, I'm like, no, please, no. Please, not discomfort, not, no. And then they said Lance McCullers is going on the 15-day IL, retroactive to June 13th, with a right, and I'm like, not forearm, foot. And I'm like, oh,
yes.
My God.
Except, IL.
But is it right foot discomfort? No. It's actually a right foot sprain.
We got specificity in
the
injury
like
report.
That. Yeah,
I like that. That's a good sign. And it actually is. The fact that it's the 15-day IL, but it's retroactive, so he's eligible to come back, what, June
28th? 28th. 28th.
That's a big difference. 28th. Yep. And the fact that they said sprain, I think that this might be a transparent report where likely – it's just a grade one ankle sprain, just a mild ankle sprain.
Yeah.
Which slight stretching and some damage to the fibers of the ligament. So there we go.
Yeah.
I believe this injury report.
You
show.
Do. Okay.
The Astros are at a spot where sprain doesn't sound as bad as discomfort. So, yeah, they gave us some specificity.
Which is weird.
And they put him on the 15-day IL. The big question would be, all right, what if it ends up, what if he wakes up and there's a bunch of swelling one day and it turns out that it was actually a grade 3 sprain and they didn't realize
or he broke his foot. That would be how it goes, because it's
That's
everything
true yeah
right? It usually is these things usually wind up with a broken bone of some sort. Kyle Tucker and Yordan Alvarez. McCullers did not accompany the Astros to Sacramento. He was unavailable for comment, but Espada called the circumstance, quote, a freak accident, adding that McCullers, quote, kind of rolled his foot while working out. The sprain is above McCullers' big toe. So that's where the sprain is.
Wait, did they... Above his big toe?
I'm just reading what's in the article.
Wait, what's the initial report?
It was a foot sprain. Yeah, it was a foot sprain.
Okay,
yeah,
I had in my head that it was an ankle sprain.
Yeah, there'd been no mention of the ankle.
So above the... So it almost sounds like turf toe. Like some kind of turf toe.
That would
I'd be nervous about it.
Yeah.
He said it's his right one?
Yeah, his right foot. Yeah, it's his plant foot.
So, yeah, so actually the, you know, pushing off the rubber and everything.
Yeah.
All right, now I'm a little bit more nervous about it.
Yep.
But, I'm not going to get overly nervous about
it. Didn't make the trip. Espada said, quote, we have some work set up for him at home, and we're going to see how he reacts to that. I love this. It's like a take-home test. Like, look, we're not going to be looking right over your shoulder. Here's the take-home test, but don't use... your computer, well, okay?
I think he meant at home in Houston.
Yeah, I know.
Not like at his house.
The phrasing
just sounded
funny.
Where we got some work assigned for him, yeah. You realize that for a lot of things with toe injuries, you do these little exercises where you, you curl a towel up with your toe.
Oh, okay.
You strengthen it that way.
Yeah, yeah.
So he could be doing that in front of the television while he's nursing his, feeding his baby a bottle.
Here's the quote that scares me the most from Joe Espada about this injury. Quote, "We're hopeful it's not going to be longer than 2 weeks," end quote.
Yeah. I don't know, man. That's more than we usually get out of the Astros.
It's
a new era. New day.
Okay. All right. I hope so.
Chandler Rome had pointed out before the game that they had given the press like a little synopsis of everybody's injuries, and it was a little synopsis, but it's pretty long. And I thought at first Chandler might be being sarcastic when he said this is helpful, but I think he genuinely meant it, that I appreciate them giving us some information on these injuries.
I think it's helpful, okay, that it's Chandler Rome tweeting it out and he's saying that it's helpful. I think shows that this is a story now. Like, this is like, yeah. Chandler, there should be stories done about the job that Joe Espada is doing right now with all these injuries.
In
a good way. Absolutely, in a good way. And we were bringing it up on the show yesterday morning before this McCullers injury. You know, we were, oh man, thank God. Yeah, knock wood. Thank God nothing happened to Framber or Hunter, and Lance looks like he's progressing in the right direction. And then 6 hours later, the drive is talking about a Lance McCullers foot injury here. So, I mean, I think it is helpful because I think some stories need to be written about just how snake-bitten this team has been coming into a season where one of the themes I know was – one of the things I'm almost certain we talked about was, well, it can't get any worse injury-wise than it did at the beginning of last season.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're not mistaken in that. We 100% said at various times, well, it can't be as bad as it was last
year. It's worse. This is worse. This is worse than last season.
Give me so I'm looking at the report that Chandler had cited from the Astros, the game report that they send out every day.
Yep.
Scale of 1 to 10. We'll go the rapid fire. These are the injured players.
What's the 1 to 10? What am I rating this on? Like, what's
this? Is a few updates on sidelined Astros. 10 is you're extremely happy about this. 1 is like, no, let's do apathy or non-apathy. 10 is like, oh yes, this interests me and it's awesome.
Okay.
And 1 is I just flat out don't care.
Okay. Yep.
So how Spencer Arrighetti is currently going through a flat ground throwing progression.
Okay, I'm like 10 in terms of like I'm not apathetic towards it at all. Like,
right,
they need Spencer Arrighetti back. Like, how much does that report move me to feel like he's coming back anytime soon? Like a 4.
Okay, well, how can I interest you in JP France threw a live BP on Friday in Florida?
Okay, you're more hepped up about France than I am.
I'm hepped up about anybody, any breathing mammal with an arm. Okay.
Yeah, I'm just not a big fan of JP France. Well, I'm sure he's a fine.
Rapid fire: Luis Garcia threw 25 pitches in a side session on Saturday.
4.
Okay.
Yeah.
Christian Javier pitched last Wednesday in Florida, throwing 40 pitches in a side session.
I'll go 7 on that one. 40 Ooh. Pitches in a side session. That sounds pretty All good. Right. Yeah.
Oh. Okay. We got a package deal here.
Okay.
Jordan Alvarez and Zach DiCenzo stayed back in Houston to continue their rehab. They have not progressed to hitting yet.
Yeah. I'm like an 11 in terms of how I feel emotionally about it.
Yeah.
Like the absolute value of my emotions are like an 11 or 12, and it's mostly frustration and anger. My confidence in there. I thought it was 80. I thought he was 80%. I thought once he got to 70%, he was going to be able to pick up a bat, Jordan. I thought that's what I had heard.
Right. I thought when he was going up to 70%, he was going to be able to play.
Yeah.
I thought that the team that couldn't figure out whether he was 0% or 100% fractured was then telling me, hey, he's at 60%, but at 70% he could play.
Yeah.
Somehow they were going to be able to figure out the difference in 10% after not being able to figure out the difference in 100%.
If I'm rating this on a scale of 1 to 10 and this news mattering to me, like literally mattering to me. I don't wake me up when Jordan is standing in a batter's box against a hitter. That's how I feel about it. They've been so off on this thing, and it's a recurring thing. And it's negative three right there on a scale.
I cannot tell how happy I am that it turns out you're just as bad as I am at rapid fire stuff.
Well, I didn't know what you were looking for. But you were asking me about like how relevant I think it is, and I think these are all relevant.
A combination of relevance and optimism.
Yeah, those are two things.
I'm sorry I introduced a new axis to the graph, Sean.
Yeah.
All right, you got to think in three dimensions here.
I blame the asker. Tucker in this one, all right? So
Pedro Leon and Chaz McCormick, whatever.
That's a, yeah, go. No, those are like a zero. That's a lot of guys. That's my biggest thing. That's a lot of dudes.
It's hard
dudes.
To go through that rapid fire.
That's a lot of dudes, man.
And that's not even everybody that's on the IL. Those are just kind of the ones they mentioned.
Holy crap. Yeah. If you...
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You could pick, okay, you can pick one of those pitchers to come back at full strength. Who you can only have, and it can only be one.
So Spencer Arrighetti, JP France, Luis Garcia, and Christian Javier.
Yeah.
Honestly, oh, no. There's a part of me that looks at Javier and I just think, okay, just if you can just use him selectively. There's a piggyback guy
a starter,
in the playoffs and what have you.
Their bullpen's fine. You need a starter.
Yeah, Luis Garcia. Oh, no. Arrighetti, because I still believe in the upside of Arrighetti. I'm going to say Arrighetti.
Arrighetti's a good one. You know what? I'm going to roll the dice and push my chips to the middle of the table and feel like maybe Christian Javier turns into that five-inning phenom that he was in 2022. People forget, man, coming into 2023 off of 2022, Christian Javier was fairly high up the board for the odds board for the Cy Young Award in the American League. Like, coming off of being part of a no-hitter in the postseason, being part of a no-hitter in the regular season, as you pointed out many times coming off of 2022, if he threw like 15 more innings or something like that, he would have been in the top five in almost every pitching metric out there, ERA, whip, strikeouts, all this stuff. 2022 Christian Javier was elite. All caps, elite. I'll go Javier. I'll go Javier on the hopes that he can give you five to six every time out.
Javier's ERA in the playoffs, 2.68 in his career.
That's in his career. In his career. Yeah, I mean, and in 2022, it had to be even better in just in that year of 2022. I mean, he was amazing that season. Starting at about as soon as they put him into the rotation full time, like in June or July, he was freaking incredible that year.
In 2022 in the playoffs, he didn't have a great he didn't have a good inning in a third versus Seattle. That was the only but then he went 5 1/3 and six. That was the extra innings game in Seattle, so that doesn't really count.
Yeah.
He had the two games. He had the two games, one versus the Yankees and one versus Philadelphia.
Yeah.
One of those obviously being the committee no-hitter.
The no-hitter, and I'm assuming he won the Yankees game because they swept that series. So. Yeah, I'll go 2022 Javier, man, with the Invisiball. I want the Invisiball back in my life, Seth. It's what I want.
I completely forgot about the Invisiball.
Yeah. Hopefully it still works. All right, baby.
It's not like in the movies when you start to lose your powers and the Invisible Man is like, wait, what the hell is that guy in the corner of the ladies' shower? Big creep? Yeah.
All right, the Rockets are in talks about getting Kevin Durant. He is still elite. Hopefully Kevin Durant doesn't follow in the footsteps of some of these formerly elite athletes that all of a sudden lost their mojo. Who are the biggest ones in Houston history that would fit that bill? I've got a name right here in front of me. We'll do that coming up next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.